Barnett was in Indianapolis this morning. I have not talked to Nick personally. I would assume Dr. McKenzie and the specialists have spoken sometime this morning. So I do not have the information on how the visit was going. When I was going into the team meeting, Nick was actually going into testing down there. So I'm sure I'll have more information this afternoon, and we'll have an opportunity to sit down with Nick Barnett. Mark's doubtful. He's getting stronger, and you know Mark's played a lot of football here. I trust him. If he walked up to me Sunday morning and said he could play, then I would go that way. But T.J. Lang and Brian have both been preparing to go at right tackle. So that's what we'll discuss when we get upstairs. So we'll let those guys know in the morning which direction we're going to go. Brandon, feeling better. Got some positive feedback from his second opinion. I talked to Brandon on the field before practice, and you know he feels like he's making progress. So. Do not have a timetable.
Have you ever had a week as challenging as this? Maybe just with the injuries. I know there's.
Yeah, this is high, no question. It's been a real challenge for the defensive staff. You know, when you try to build your packages on Monday night and Tuesday, and then you probably want to times that by five for the special team. So that's really the real challenge. Sean Slocum is the one that's affected most by these injuries. But you know, once again, no excuses. Everybody goes through it. We just have had a lot come on us so fast. And I think the coaches have done a good job of trying to train, you know, the players in the different areas of game planning, try to cover ourselves, and still, you know, have a real. I feel very confident about the game plan going into Washington. So, I thought our practices were productive. We've had to cut them back short. You know, our numbers are down, but I think overall, walking off the field today, I thought it was a quality week of work.
Long term, are you concerned just how many more injuries this team can absorb and still be a
I don't concern myself with that. To me, I don't. I mean, injuries are. You feel terrible on a personal level. You don't want to see anybody get hurt because you know how much they put into it, and I have just such respect for what these men do for a living, what they put themselves through. But you know, my responsibility is to forge forward at all times and make sure that we're ready to win games, and that's the way I view it. So I'm just hoping that this is our stretch of injuries that we're going through. You know, just taking a positive outlook on this situation. But it's we've had a lot here for the first 4 weeks of the season.
Where do you think Charlie is after the week of the year?
I need to visit with Charlie. You know, I'm curious to see how he come out of today's practice. I mean, Charlie will, the safety, the outside linebacker position, and right tackle. That'll be the first two topics we talk about in our game management meeting. So, and then we'll be able to in the morning make sure we're set and we'll set our course. Of, you know, who's starting and then how that trickles into special teams.
Charlie does check out well, though. He would be the starter.
Charlie will have a chance. I mean, he's definitely a candidate to start.
He said he's light years ahead of where he was a couple of years ago. Do you see that as well in certain areas that he's improved?
I would definitely agree with that. I think it really showed up in training camp, and that's why he's on our football team. I thought Charlie came back and just really, you know, took full advantage of his opportunity. Had really a very good command of the defense, particularly from a communication standpoint. You know, playing safety back there, you're pretty much like a quarterback on offense, and that's been a strength of Charlie's since he came back to our football team. So that was really a big part why he made our football team. And, you know, he's been a good special teams player for us in the past, and we just got to get him healthy.
You feel good about Nick Collins?
Feel good about Nick. Nick practiced today. Charles practiced today. So have a lot of confidence in those guys. They're veteran players that they're able to, you know, do what they need to do during the course of the week, get their bodies ready to play. And Nick's just going through a tough spot with that knee right now.
He feels quite a ways away from playing.
He's out this week. That's all I can tell you. So talked to him before practice, and he feels like he's making progress. So we'll see where he is on Monday.
So
sorry if you've answered this before about Desmond Bishop, but the same question. What is your confidence level with him?
Oh, I have a lot of confidence in Desmond. Desmond's been very productive with his opportunities that he's been given in the past, and we will not change anything from our approach standpoint as far as the way we play defense with AJ and Desmond in there. So we're not stepping back. We feel very confident with both those guys in there.
Was he decided on kick returns?
Jordy Nelson and Pat will be the two kickoff returns, but Jordy Nelson will get the nod there.
Didn't you tell your team of all these injuries? I mean, do you have to specifically say, hey, we can't feel sorry for ourselves, and we need to play with these speed available?
Don't really even talk about it, Mike. Don't blink. I address injuries back in the beginning. It's part of the game. We don't ever talk about, heck, anybody gonna feel sorry for you. So it's an unfortunate part of our business. You do not want to see players get injured. Because of how much they do commit to playing in the season, and particularly when you see a player's season come to an end, you know what he's gone through since March, particularly with all the off season and so forth. But it's part of the game. It's part of our business. So I don't really talk about it.